James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. The girls are doing us proud over in Tokyo. And someone who knows all about that is Gian Rooney, who won a gold medal in 2004.
Our Aussie girls are dominating in the pool in Tokyo with four gold medals.
Gold, gold, gold for Australia.
And we've got a golden girl of our own. Please welcome 2004 Athens gold medalist Gian Rooney.
Bloody oath.
Yes.
Star, of course, of the pool. And now doing a magnificent job of assessing what's going on in the pool. G, welcome to you.
Hello, boys. G. How are you? Out of lockdown and happy day. Oh,
well, it's a great day.
All of you Melburnians and Victorians, we're very proud of you.
And Australia, of course. Great day for Australia, G, in the pool. Wow, wee.
Holy dooly. Is it exciting or what? Oh, talk about this team had so much expectation on them coming into these games. I know we're only halfway through, but haven't they delivered so far? My goodness. Well, so much to get excited about.
Arnie Titmus, those two races, only like Bill and everyone else, we just watch, we don't know like you, but you could not have executed in either of them any better. The final 35 metres of both of those races were just like the hair stands up the back of your neck, Jeez.
I think that's exactly right, Jimmy, in the fact that you look at the pressure and the expectation that was on Arnie coming into these games. You look at the fact that her greatest rival is the greatest female distance swimmer of all time in the American Katie Ledecky. You look at the rivalry, you look at the build-up, you look at the pressure, yet still all she has spoken about in the lead-up, when I spoke to her before trials, she was like, I don't think about the outcome. I just know that it's going to take either a world record or the closest to get to a world record to win that 400. And so she's focused on the process and been able to execute the race and put everything else aside and do it when it counts. Yeah. It was just one of the greatest swims of all time.
Both of them, really. And how nervous do you get, G? And I don't even know her. I've never heard her. I've seen her on the ads, actually. Yep. Geez, they did well. Harvey Norman picked her out early. I've only seen her on the ads. But, geez, you get nervous for her, don't you?
Well, this is what's been quite strange for me, in the fact that I never used to get too nervous when I swam. I used to love the pressure and the expectation. Yeah. Arnie's the same. She loves that challenge. Kyle Chalmers loves the challenge and the expectation. Whereas now that I'm sitting on the sidelines, I understand what parents must feel like. Yeah. I feel like a proud mum watching her, and I get far more nervous now as a spectator than I ever used to do when I was in it. So, poor family sitting up there in Noosa, our pods, parents of our dolphins. Yes, I think they're doing a great job, and I love that they're all together because they can support each other through that time. Whereas, the poor parents at home sitting on their own going, oh, my goodness, I'm about to lose it. I might have a heart attack.
Katie Ledecky, by the way, now 200, 400, 800 and 1,500-metre gold medalist at the Olympics. A freak. Will we ever see the like of her again?
I don't think we will, no. And she's not done yet. We've still got the 800 to swim, but at this stage, we just saw that women's 1500, the first time it's ever been held at an Olympic Games, and how much that meant to Katie Ledecky. Mm. Like, we talk about the pressure that was on Arnie. Imagine what it's been like on Katie Ledecky when she's coming into her third Olympics. She'd never been beaten at Olympic competition at the individual level before Arnie beat her in that 400. Mm. Again, in the 200, she was a defending champ. The 1500, it's the first time I've seen her at the end of that race actually show some emotion. She got a few tears, quickly put the goggles back on and ducked under the water to try and not show how much that meant to her to get the monkey off her back over there in Tokyo. The 800 is going to be an absolute ripper because I think we've seen now that Katie is more geared towards the distance events at these games. And Arnie has this speed in the 200 and the 400. So I think we're going to see the same showdown all over again in the 800. Wow. And given the confidence that Arnie now has, she could be going for gold again.
Kaylee McEwen, nuts?
Nuts. I just sat and cried. I jumped around like a smashed banana with Arnie in the 400 the first time. And then during Kaylee's race, I sat there and I just cried because I watched her be sitting about third with her 5 metres to go. And she just found something with 5 metres to swim. And I truly believe that in that 5 metres, her dad helped her out. Yeah. We know the story now about her dad passed away 11 months ago to brain cancer. She's got a tattoo on her foot that says, I'll always be with you. And I honestly believe that at that moment, he was with her. He helped her win that gold. And gosh, I could cry all over again. So again, it goes to show what it means. And it's really I think I heard a reporter say this line, and I'm going to steal it for a second, when we're hearing the human stories behind these superhuman performances. Oh, and I nice. Love that.
Nice, G. Yep. 6 gold, 1 silver, 8 bronze, as I said earlier. Hey, I tell you what, who's been your BIP, your best in pool? 3, 2, 1, please, G.
Arnie. Have to say Ariane at this stage. However, Kaylee's not done yet.
Yes,
Kaylee. Kaylee's still the favourite to win the 200 backstroke.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to set things out for you here. We've also got the medley, mixed medley relay to come. The first time we've ever had this event at the Olympics. So that's the only rules are you've got to swim 2 males and 2 females. They can be in any order.
Ah.
Australia is a gold medal chance in that. You would think that Kaylee will swim the backstroke leg. So Kaylee's another shot for 2 gold medals there, and then the female medley relay at the end of the week, which we could possibly win the gold there. And then you've got Arnie. She's already got 2. She possibly could win the 8. Our 4x2 freestyle girls could possibly win the relay. So we could potentially be looking at 4 or 5 gold medals for either girl.
Oh, wow. That's unbelievable. Now, Gian, you did say to us, we spoke to you before the event, that the women would be outstanding, and they have been. I'll tell you where else the women are outstanding.
Where?
Water polo.
Oh, well, our new sport.
My goodness.
Oh, we love it.
How good.
And the Matildas, hopefully they can get a win on Friday night as well. There's so many teams. That
back to the Stingers.
Back to the Stingers.
Back to the Stingers.
The Stingers have caught our attention,
yes.
G.
A lot better than the Sharks, let me tell you, to watch.
Are you just watching all the underwater
stuff? No, G. We like the tactics. We like the goalie. Our goalie, too, is outstanding.
Oh, yeah. We don't know one name.
I tell you what, though, I would never survive in a water polo game.
Wow.
Is that like Greco-Roman wrestling in the water?
I think it is.
It is unbelievable.
It is
unbelievable. And I know that the girls, you know, before, like the suits they've got on at the moment are the equivalent fabric to what our swimmers wear in the pool.
Mm.
And they're almost stretch resistant and they're quite hardy.
Yep.
Whereas back in the days before those suits, the girls used to go through like 6 pairs of togs every game because they'd be ripped to shreds.
I know.
Well, my beautiful partner, Lisa, she's worked me out pretty well, G.
Yeah, yes.
She gives me the... So you've just appeared again as the girls hit the pool for the water
again, are you, Jim?
How come you seem to have really latched onto this sport? I just admire the athleticism, G.
Oh, Jim, no you don't. Hey, I tell you what else is good. Our man, Matt Horton, got a bronze. He was part of the... Mac Hawkins.
Yes,
get it right.
Mac Hawkins.
Mac Horton.
Horton and Mac Hawkins.
Bill.
Well, he's my mate. We swam together in the boat.
Take a chair and sit this one out.
I'll
Bill.
Cut that bit out,
we'll cut
G.
That out,
yeah. But he got a bronze because he was part of the relay.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
He was, and I'd like to acknowledge all the heat swimmers because you cannot swim a final without the swimmers that got you there in the heat. So they all get a medal, as they rightly should, for helping out the team.
AG, great chatting to you. Well, Bill and I think we know, but really we don't. So
no,
it's good
idea
to speak to Gian, who actually knows more about it than any of us ever will. We'll hopefully speak to you again when the whole thing's done and we can properly celebrate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're only halfway through. The best could still be yet to come. Thanks, guys.